And I would like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Welcome. Oh, no, you say that.
I say thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you. Happy fall equinox, too.
Is that what it is already?
Isn't it? Isn't September 21st the fall equinox?
Oh, my goodness, it probably is. Yeah. And Ulla Peterson is here. She is from the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So you are having an event this weekend. Tell us about it.
Right. We are having our annual fall open house. And we invite the public to come in and visit with our senior animals here. And we do end-of-life care and hospice for dogs and horses and poultry.
And we've had you on many times talking about them, and I keep on having you on because it is one of the most magical places in the whole world full of these amazing animals.
Oh, well, thank you. We really seek to have real sanctuary for them. And this is an opportunity for the community to come in, and it's very family-oriented, but to come in and visit and learn about what makes a happy elder animal, and also how we do end-of-life care. We really focus on quality of life. And so each day we have talks and demonstrations by our professionals, our vets and other caregivers. We have canine massage, we have T-touch, we have acupuncture, animal communication. We even have something on snake bites. How to live with your environment, the critters in your environment when you move to Santa Fe.
Yeah, and I have a good friend who her wonderful dog passed away recently, who went out into her yard and was gardening, and she got bit by a rattlesnake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, you have to be really careful, and she was really careful and still got bitten.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that and many aspects of it, but we really seek to further the bonding with our senior animals when they come to the sanctuary from all kinds of bad situations. They're obviously traumatized, and this culture already has a bit of a phobia with how we care for our elders, you know, our people elders too.
Yeah.
And so we really seek to bond, establish a new bonding with our seniors and nurturing care. And it is something that the community can also take back into their own lives.
So you've got all kinds of things happening this weekend, as you mentioned, canine massage and snake bites and all these things. And the Kindred Spirit Animal Sanctuary is down on Route 14.
We are on Highway 14, just a mile south of the feed store, the San Marcos feed store, or half a mile past the Longview General store. And there will be signs when you get close. We are also still looking for volunteers, so especially on Sunday, if somebody can help us there. And we're doing barn projects this fall here, so we're also looking for volunteers there.
Stall mucking.
This is what we always do, of course. We do that every day. But special projects like painting, like fence repair, like re-roofing, things like that, that we really need special help with. And then let me just say one more thing. On October the 6th, we have a workshop for wills and estate planning. And it's a big subject because we get so many calls about animals that have been left behind when an event happens in their family's lives. And it could just be a bad accident or something, and there's no one to care for those animals anymore. And they literally just get abandoned someplace.
I know. I mean, there's so many stories about, I mean, you see, I look perhaps more than a person who already has enough animals should at dog adoption sites late at night. And you see all these poor little creatures who say, you know, that sometimes I write about them in the first person as if it were a dating site, and they say, my owner got, or my whatever companion person got sick and is in the hospital, and I have no place to go.
Right.
And, you know, that's...
It's very, very common, and people don't often... They don't really want to think about that. They kind of like to stay in comfy denial about that something really could happen.
Like the fact that we're all mortal?
Right, Right. And even if it is not mortality, just disabled or incapacitated for some time.
Yeah.
And so to really have some plans in place will help tremendously. And people sometimes think that they have to have a huge estate to do this. Not at all. It could be even if they have a car or, you know, a few valuables or something that could help get that animal at least placed in a good, adoption situation, get them started and get them cared for.
Right.
So it would be a tremendous help. So this is one of the educations that we do. We try and bring up these topics that we get a lot of calls about and do workshops on them and just really bring it out there.
Well, when you think about how much animals take care of their human companions towards the end of life, it's kind of unfair not to return the favor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's so true.
You know?
Absolutely.
They spend
I've got
a lot
an old
of time
dog at home and,
loving
and
you.
Yeah, you know, and I, it's like I don't know what I'm going to do without her, but you know, if anything should happen to me, she's got places that she can go.
Yeah.
You know, that's already been figured out.
Yeah.
You know, everyone should do it, even if it's a bunny.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Any
or
animals,
a cat.
Any animals you have in your lives that is dependent on you.
Even cats, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
So we, of course, have the dogs and the horses and the poultry, but
I know. I bequeath my duck.
You have a duck?
No.
Oh.
If I had a duck, it would be lunch for the terriers. So we do not. But anyway, Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. So what hours are you going to be open this weekend?
Okay, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. We are open from 10 to 4 each day. And all the events, the talks and demonstrations are all free. And, of course, open. You can come and sit in as much as you like. You can stay for the whole thing. Come for both days if you like. Many people do, actually. And it is a fun time to visit. We'll give you tours around the barns, and you'll be met with a lot of smiley faces and waggy tails. And
if you're not careful, a few dog licks.
A few dog licks. And you don't have to be worried about, you know, taking anyone home because nobody is for adoption. This really is their last home. So you can feel very comfortable that way, too. We have refreshments, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little gift table, too, with items that have been donated by area artists.
And if people want to volunteer, what is the telephone number?
Okay, it's 471-5366. And you can also go to our website, of course, which is kindredspiritsnm.org.
KindredSpiritsNM for New Mexico.org. Ola Peterson is the founder and director of this wonderful place, and I hope you have a terrific weekend and that people come and join you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hanging in there. How about you?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
There's a lot going on for, you know, it being September after Indian Market and fiestas.
I know. There is a lot going on.
Tons of stuff. The Remic project. This thing is huge. Have you been reading about this or seeing anything about it?
Yeah, you tell me.
I'm going to tell you. They're calling it a pre-vitalization project of the St. Michael's Drive corridor. And I just happen to live in the neighborhood, but that's not why I'm talking about it.
Right.
So I drove by there after work yesterday, and they had all of these big, huge shipping containers, cargo containers stacked on top of each other to kind of demonstrate what it would look like or what it could look like if there was sort of a live-work environment along the corridor instead of a bunch of nasty parking lots. And gas stations and fast food joints and stuff like that, which would probably stay, but things can be worked around. Anyway, these things were like stacked to 45 feet high. There was tons of activity yesterday, and things get started tonight, I think at around 5 o'clock. And there's lectures, there's live music. A Hawk and a Hacksaw is going to be there.
Oh, they're great.
I think, when is that? Let me see when that is. That's at 7 p.m. at the Cinema Cafe. And what they're doing is they're going to do a live music score to accompany Soviet filmmaker Sergei I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, but the 1965 film Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors, which is a doozy of a film. And I love that Cinema Cafe space anyway. So
yes.
That's a free show. Hawk and a Hacksaw.
That's a show that you would pay good money for.
Yeah. And so, but there's tons of other music going on. You can read all about it in my Soundwaves column today. But it basically lasts, there's going to be events. I guess they have a sort of a visitor center at the St. Michael's Village West Shopping Center where a lot of this stuff takes place. And that's
it's a festival, but it's about the revitalization of St. Michael's Drive. Now, I'm from Poughkeepsie, New York, which we fondly called, even when I was a kid, the city where urban renewal failed.
Yeah.
So I always wonder about these things.
Well, what they're doing is they're saying this is what is possible. You know, there's too many people when you talk about revitalization who say, well, look what's already there, and we don't have the money. And what if the money is there? What if the money shows up later? You know, at least they're ready for it. So they've got they've drawn up plans. They have art demonstrations and other demonstrations. There's going to be a bunch of bicycle-related events happening. Students from Candyman Strings and Things Rock School are going to be performing at 6 p.m. on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Saturday. Broom Dust Caravan is going to be there. This is all happening at St. Michael's Village West Shopping Center. And then there's off-site events, too. Like there's going to be a record sale to support, I think, the Contemporary Music... No, Vogelson Library. Contemporary Music Program is going to be performing from the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. Go ahead and read my column. There's also a great site.
The Remike?
Remikeable.com. Remikeable.com. Unfortunately, the site doesn't tell you where most things are happening. So
you need the Positiempo.
But it tells you when things are happening. But if you go to Positiempo, you can find out where all the music is this weekend.
So you just go to that place and then follow your good sense.
Yes.
Because you know it's the right time.
Or like there's going to be like a visitor's resource center that shopping center. So you could just show up and find out more.
So that said, there's a cat of the week.
Oh, no.
And the cat of the week is called Pompey. And she was recently rescued in the Santa Fe area with three other little siblings, and she's a sweet and adorable kitten. And she gets along well with other cats, and she likes to cuddle and play, and she's beautiful with a short black coat and green and gold eyes. She sounds cute.
She does.
And if somebody wants to adopt that cute kitten, please call Felines and Friends at 316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or fnfnm.org.
Very good. Cat of the week.
Cat
of the way.
Out of the way.
What else is happening? This, you know, today must be the equinox because this afternoon is A Gallery Santa Fe is having an equinox opening tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. over there on 154 West Marcy Street. It's a group show of abstract sculpture and paintings, and that shows up through November. So it's definitely the equinox. Okay. What else do we have? Arroyo Gallery's got an opening. Equine Photographs by Tony Stromberg. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's at 200 Canyon Road. Tons of openings for this time of year, I think.
How about Scuba inviting you to Alcove 12.5 opening today from 5:30 to 8:30 at the New Mexico Museum of Arts.
Yes.
Oh, so the Alcove show, right. So Scuba from Caldera Gallery is in it, but I also got a thing from, I'm just going through my email here.
No, that's good. We got the notice too late, so we couldn't get it in the calendar. So you go, girl.
Very, very important. New Mexico Museum of Art has these Alcove shows where they have contemporary artists of New Mexico showing for a period of time, several weeks, I think it is, each one.
Mm-hmm.
And it is terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, so. They have great shows. And Scuba's awesome.
Scuba's awesome, and the New Mexico Museum of Arts is awesome, and Mary Kershaw, who directs it, is awesome, and it's right on the corner of the plaza with a big old clock out front.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hey, what do you know about Isaiah 2012?
Well, besides the fact that we just talked about it today, it's a big, huge symposium on electronic arts happening in Albuquerque, and as we talked about the last 3 years, Istanbul, Singapore, Albuquerque.
That's right.
So we're up there with Istanbul, Singapore, and many, many other places where this show has been. I mean, I know people back east who travel around the world to go to this thing. It's mm-hmm. huge, and it sounds very interesting. I've been looking through the catalog, and all kinds of arts and shows and lectures and things like that. And our part of it, one of our parts of it here in Santa Fe, is at the CCA.
Mm-hmm.
So their show opens tonight.
Dust in the Machine.
Dust in the Machine. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part of the show, which you didn't hear,
yeah,
was about that.
Well, I'm sure some people didn't tune into the first part of the show. But
that's
let me just
right, because they were just waiting with bated breath for you.
And you.
And then they exhaled and heard your mellifluous tones.
The International Symposium on Electronic Art is having a Santa Fe Day on the 25th. But even before the 25th, starting basically tonight with the Dust in the Machine exhibit, there's just a bevy of stuff happening throughout Santa Fe. We've got... let's see, Currents is part of it. You know, there's some stuff that's already been up. There's on Saturday, September 2nd and Tuesday, September 25th, there's sort of special openings of this No Places, No Names, a Critical Acoustic Archaeology, which is a sound installation.
That's
By Terry Rube,
yes.
I believe her name is. And I spoke to Terry on the phone, and you can read all about that in Pasa Tiempo today. I also spoke to Miwa Matriek, and she's got this great animation / performance piece called Myth and Infrastructure, and that's part of Isaiah 2012 as well. And if you go to page 44 and 45 and 46 in Pasa Tiempo, there's a schedule and there's a story about Isaiah with a calendar of all the events and when and where, and most of them are free, if not all of them. So
yeah, I mean, if you go to Albuquerque, I think you've got to pay to get into the actual conference, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to go to the gala and the conference and all that stuff. I mean, some events up there or down there are free too, but this is Santa Fe Day, man. This is our day.
This is our day.
And it's pretty much our
week. Well, there's
week.
People listening in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know. It's just nice that they decided to have us be a part of it.
It
I
is
think
indeed.
It's really awesome. No, collaboration. And then what? The Capitol Steps. Are coming.
Awesome.
Right?
They've been coming. I think they found a little market here, haven't they? Because they keep coming back.
They did. They know that we're a hyper-politicized community.
That's right. We get excited about
for
a lot of things.
For better or for worse. And that's at 7 p.m. Tuesday, September 25th.
Awesome.
At the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. You can get tickets at the Lenzic, 988-1234.
And... among other things, the Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe annual recognition event and picnic is today from 4 to 7 at Frenchie's Field. And there's a barbecue and award presentation and stories and raffle items and park games, and just come and check it out.
Nice day for it, too.
Nice day for it,
except
indeed.
Except it's supposed to be a little smoky, I heard, on one of your wonderful news
really?
Breaks, that there was going to be a little smoke in the sky over the next few days. I'm not sure why, but that's what they said. So, but it's a beautiful day to do it. Oh, my gosh. On Saturday at Stat Sports Bar and Nightlife, which is like the old Swig nightclub at 135 West Palace Avenue. It's sort
the place of many changing names, but...
yeah.
Ever-present adult beverages.
Exactly. That's where I got my start as a bartender and a DJ.
Is that right?
Back in 19... Big Freedia is going to be there. And Big Freedia is this sort of progenitor of this New Orleans-style hip-hop called Bounce. And it's nasty. Nasty in a good way. And she's fabulous. And she's supposed to go on around 10 p.m. It's a later show for Santa Fe, anyway. And tickets are available at the Lenzic as well.
Excellent.
And that's on Saturday night. What else? Henry Rollins is coming to town. Speaking of politics, Henry Rollins, singer,
yes.
You know, former singer of the Black Flag and great spoken word artist.
Awesome.
Who I bumped into in the street on Aztec Street once, and he almost kicked my... Well, anyway. That's at 7 p.m. at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And tickets are available at holdmyticket.com. He's on the Capitalism Tour.
Ah, to promote?
That's what it's called.
Or tear down?
I'm not sure. I think that's just the way things are.
Or to critique while using its tools to get from one place to another.
You could say that.
Well, I could also say that Hats Off, Celebrating 20 Years of Life-Saving Work, is the name of the Española Valley Humane Society's 20th anniversary gala,
yay,
which is tomorrow night from 6 to 9. And I talked to Bridget Lindquist yesterday and said, how's it going? You want me to put an extra plug? And she goes, oh, we're going to be sold out. So before you go, make sure to give a call to 930-1450 because you can, it might be sold out. You can try to get tickets on the website, too.
Yes.
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 And if they're sold out, then you can find that out from the website. But anyway, it should be a wonderful event.
Hey, did we talk about sexuality, feminism, and activism, how we can battle back against the war on women?
No, let's talk about
that. Let's talk about it. It's a conversation with Jessica Valenti and a screening of The Purity Myth, which is a really interesting and provocative film. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club on Old Pecos Trail on Saturday.
Yes.
And you can get tickets in advance or at the door. Discounts are available if you go to nowsantafe.org. You can find out more information. And you can also see the story on page 16 in today's Pasa Tiempo.
Excellent.
Written by Hollis Walker.
Oh, wonderful. And it's the cover story of the Santa Fe Reporter this week. Big smiling picture of Jessica Valenti.
Uh-huh.
And very important stuff. And, you know, you get your rights, and then you've got to work to keep them. It's sort of irritating, but that's the way it is.
You have to work to get them back.
I know. Monday at Collected Works Bookstore at 6 o'clock, the writer Anya Ochtenberg, who used to live here, is back talking about her novel Blue Earth. It's a story of Minnesota and the land, and it's set in the 1980s and 90s, and I just read it because I'm going to have Anya on the air on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and it's a farmer who lost his land and lost his family and all sorts of stories around that dynamic in Minnesota. So that's at 6 o'clock on Monday at Collected Works.
I should mention the cover story of Pasa Tiempo, actually.
You should.
Alberto Galvez, Iris Plural, is portraits by the artist. Most of them are, I think, or all of them are oil on linen, and there's an opening reception at 5 p.m. tonight. It's up through October 7th at New Art Gallery on Canyon Road, 670, the 600 block of Canyon Road.
Excellent. The 600 block of Canyon Road. That's like half of Canyon Road, isn't it? Okay, Friday at the Lucky Bean Cafe, that's tonight, at 550 Montezuma, ushering in the equinox with poets Wendy Brown Baez, Jennifer Ferraro, Marcia Stark, and musician Leah Bello. Come add your intentions to the altar and join them in chanting. And it's a donation only event, you know, donation event. You can donate if you like. And you can also look for more information at where? Never mind. You can just show up to the Lucky Bean Cafe.
You can just show up to the Lucky Bean and take care of business.
All right, good.
Have you heard about this awesome partnership between Fusion Theater Company and the Lenzik Performing Arts Center?
Tell us more.
Well, Fusion is I believe they're in their 11th season or 11th year, and their new season is rolling out this weekend in Santa Fe. They're doing shows in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. They've developed a partnership with Robert Martin over at the Lenzik.
Yay, Bob Martin!
Exactly, and it's going to be amazing. Their first play that's hitting a limited run, literally limited, like Friday the 21st and Saturday the 22nd. On Saturday there's a matinee and a night show, is Other Desert Cities, which is basically the little play that could. This thing has garnered a lot of awards. The story behind it is very interesting. You just have to go and see this play. I bought the script and I fell in love with it. You know, you start reading
really?
It and you're like, this is going to be one of those really ridiculous political family dramas. And it's a family drama, but it is a dysfunctional family drama. It's awesome.
So that makes it better.
You get done watching it and you're like, oh my God, my family's so normal. So if you want that kind of uplifting experience.
Excellent.
And it's funny and it's very intense. And it's 8 p.m. Friday, September 21st, which is tonight, and 2 and 8 p.m. Saturday, September 22nd at the Lenzik. There's a story on page 26 in today's Pasa Tiempo that basically explains the rest of the season, which lasts through May. They're bringing four plays, Clybourne Park, Freud's Last Session, and Humble Boy, as well as Other Desert Cities.
Excellent.
So, nice long season.
Santa Fe Watershed Association is offering three events simultaneously. There, you can still take the two-day workshop called Caring for Arroyos in Your Neighborhood. That's today and tomorrow. It may be too late for that, but anyway, you could try it. And the annual Fall River Cleanup and Kids Recycle Art Contest is tomorrow from 9 to 1:30. And it is, they're meeting at the Montañita Co-op parking lot. And then third is the Hike into the Upper Watershed with Eileen Everett and Bill Armstrong. And it doesn't say when that is. But to register for any of these events, call 820-1696 or go to santafewatershed.org.
Neato.
Neato.
Hey, there's some great films coming out this week.
I have heard. Samsara, Monday.
Samsara?
Where's that at?
Where is that at? Let me see. Samsara is at the Lensic.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Yes.
And we were trying to get somebody on to talk about it. We will see what happens on Monday.
On Monday?
Mm.
Okay. We've got that. We've got They Call It Myanmar, Lifting the Curtain.
Samsara, by the way, is by the people who made Kayani Scotsy.
Yes. Yeah. We've got Chicken with Plums, right? Which is at the CCA. They Call It Myanmar is at the Screen. And Union Square is at CCA. All three of these films got a 3 chili rating in today's Pasa Tiempo.
Which is not so easy to get.
Also, The Lady is opening at the Screen. And it's a story of Aung San Suu Kyi, I guess is her name. And it's a 1991 Nobel Peace Prize winner, human rights activist, and most recently recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal. And there's a review on page 52. There's 4 movie reviews in today's Pasa Tiempo.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, Globalkirky.
Yes.
What do you know about Globalkirky?
I know that there's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo.
Oh, really? Is there anything that is not covered in today's Pasa Tiempo, Rob?
No. Everything under the sun.
Everything.
Everything under the sun is covered. Basically, it's an international music festival. I don't like to say world music. I hate that word. World music. It's just awful.
It is kind of silly.
No. It reminds me of yoga. Anyway, it's Globalkirky 2012 is 4 to 11:30 p.m. Friday, September 21st.
You know there's a lot of yoga people listening.
I understand.
All right. That's on their behalf.
That's what's wonderful about the First Amendment is that I can say I don't really enjoy yoga. But anyway.
I don't enjoy it either, but I do it. You know.
Yeah.
You got to stay limber into your years of decrepitude.
Yeah. I just stretch a lot.
Well, it's the same thing.
Anyway, it's at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque, right?
Yes.
And if you want more information, you can read the story on page 30 in today's Pasa Tiempo, and you can call 505-724-4771.
Excellent.
For more info.
Yeah, and it seems like a huge, amazing, great lineup, and seriously, check it out, and at least go on the website and see what is playing, and maybe some of those things will appeal to you. Santa Fe High School Choir Benefit Concert. More than 100 members of the Santa Fe High School choirs with mezzo-soprano Drea Presley, tenor Andreas Tischauer, and soprano Kathleen Rich, all from the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, are tomorrow night, September 22nd at 7 o'clock. It'll be at the Holy Faith Episcopal Church on Palace Avenue. For more information, 670-484-854, and it sounds like a wonderful event and opportunity for both us, the listeners, and for the Santa Fe High School choirs.
Did we talk about the Santa Fe River Fall Cleanup and Recycled Art Contest?
Yes.
We did?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I did.
Okay. I must have been somewhere when you were doing that.
You were looking at other things, which is good.
Okay. Oh, pianist Nils Fromm, I believe he's from Germany. He's performing at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space on Sunday, September 23rd, at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. That show starts at 7 p.m., and I believe you can get tickets at the door. But it's an all-ages show, and if you like the piano, you're going to like it. Good stuff.
Most excellent.
Oh, Bonnie Raitt at the Santa Fe Opera, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday the 27th.
I didn't know she sang opera.
I didn't either. No. That's going to be an interesting show. Parking is going to be interesting.
I got an email from one of the promoters of this show, and parking is an issue.
Ah.
So you might want to call the box office. And
are they going to have shuttles or whatever?
They're going to have limited shuttles, and there's going to be a way for you to purchase parking for $35.
Ah.
Otherwise, you have to park at the flea market and hike it up or take a shuttle.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
So just be aware of that.
And Dave Anderson and Jan or Jan, I'm not sure which it is, McDonald will be at the Three Faces of Jazz at El Maison tonight at 7:30 to 10:30. Great jazz. I mean, great food, great jazz, no cover.
Great food, great jazz, no cover?
Yep.
That sounds good.
I know.
Does the food cost anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And it's good.
Oh, okay.
I love the food there.
I wish that the food was free.
Well, you know, nothing in life is free except sometimes what it is. Rob DeWalt is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, have you been to La Boca's new restaurant?
I have, like 4 times.
La Taverna?
I think they think I'm stalking everyone there.
It's so good.
I know. It's wonderful. You guys should go to the farmer's market, too, because things, you know, this is like the end of... It's going to get cold.
That's true, and the food there has
the
got to be
there is
wonderfully wonderful.
Bountiful.
And
Taverna is having a grand opening on the 22nd of... it's this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't even announce that.
So call the restaurant and find out when it is.
Yes.
Or go online to the La Boca website. They might have something there, too.
All right. Well, it's just about time to go. And, well, gosh, the news is going to be here with us in 5 seconds. So I'm just going to go. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby. Ciao.